It's a Party Line Saturday morning, and joining me by phone is Molly Dam with the Wisconsin 4-H AmeriCorps. Molly, a very good morning, and welcome to 95.3 FM.
Good morning.
We were chit-chatting about how to best break into the subject. I thought maybe we would talk about AmeriCorps on kind of a national level for our listeners who are not familiar with the program. What is AmeriCorps? What does it try to do here in the United States?
So AmeriCorps is a program. It has a couple of different levels. So there is your national level where you'll see a lot of different service members helping with things like natural disasters, national conservation projects across the U.S. And those people often sign to whole year terms. You and are out traveling, helping out for about 11 months of the year. Then you come down to the state and regional areas, which is where I serve, and often our AmeriCorps programs are partnered with local and state nonprofits. So for mine, I'm with Wisconsin 4-H, and we help build the capacity and make those organizations stronger and make them able to kind of reach more people in those communities.
Let's begin with who AmeriCorps is designed to serve and help, or what AmeriCorps is designed to help. Though you mentioned natural disasters, give me some other ideas of the recipients, the benefit of people who are AmeriCorps participants.
So AmeriCorps members are often people that might be straight out of college. They may be people who are in their retirement years and they're looking to just volunteer and give back to the community. Depending on which AmeriCorps program you are, there's a different target demographic that we're trying to help out. For some people, they may work in healthcare and they're helping strengthen different hospitals or vaccination programs and such. For my program, we're looking to help youth in Dodge County and finding ways to bring them the resources that we already have in Dodge County.
Again, on Party Line with me this morning, we're speaking with Molly Dam, Wisconsin 4-H AmeriCorps coordinator here in Dodge County. Let's take a moment aside and give our listeners a little bit more of a sense of who you are, Molly. Where did you grow up? How did you get involved in this program? How long have you been with AmeriCorps here in Dodge County?
So I'm Molly. I grew up in Columbus, Wisconsin. I'm still here, but I actually started with 4-H in Columbia County, where I started when I was 5 years old. And I guess I just never left the organization. I aged out after I graduated high school, and the AmeriCorps position is fairly new with specifically Wisconsin 4-H. AmeriCorps has been around for over 30 years. But recently started a partnership with 4-H, and my former 4-H educator in Columbia County talked about this new role and what it could be. And so in January of 2024, I decided to sign to a half-time term of service between January through August, where we built some new programs and helped assist with some new summer camps and things like that in Columbia County. But then in January of 2025, I talked to my supervisor, but also the Dodge County 4-H Youth Development Educator, Marie Witzel, and I started as an AmeriCorps role doing pretty similar things, but also different over here in Dodge County, and I'll be here until August.
And when we talk about what you're doing, first of all, in Columbia County and now here in Dodge County, is that partnership between AmeriCorps and 4-H, is that relationship common? Is it rare? Is how likely, how often does that happen around the country?
So it happens every single day. There is AmeriCorps is running every single day. There is over 100,000 different AmeriCorps members across the country. In Wisconsin, I believe we have over 3,000. I'm not quite sure. But then with Wisconsin 4-H, we have about 40 AmeriCorps members currently serving this summer. to help bring our local community programs to new people.
When we talk about AmeriCorps and the projects and the people that you work with here in Dodge County, what are some of the recipients? I mean, what are some of the projects that AmeriCorps has implemented in your time here?
So one project that, some projects that we've done in the past are finding ways to bring 4-H to other local nonprofits. I know I've worked with Boys and Girls Clubs in different areas before, as well as some just local rec departments. But currently, we are working on some different things like day camps that are available for youth in Dodge County. So we have our Wacky Wild Weekdays for kindergarten through second graders, as well as we have Dodge County serves another AmeriCorps member. Her name's Izzy. She's also with 4-H, and she's setting up some teen STEM camps. So those are some of the projects that we've been working on.
And when we talk about individuals, AmeriCorps, as you said early in the program, really allows people of all ages to participate and become involved. But here in Dodge County, is it more focused on the youth? Is it only focused on the youth? I guess there's two questions there.
So there could be other AmeriCorps members that are serving in other roles, serving in other healthcare or perhaps in different organizations. But specifically for mine and Izzy's position, we're really focusing on families and youth in Dodge County because 4-H is a youth organization that offers our services to.
Okay. So Dodge County, you may have a half dozen 4-Hers, and we'll talk about how many there are. But there might be other AmeriCorps projects and participants just not running necessarily through you in the 4-H office.
Yeah.
How many 4-Hers are involved?
Let's see. I believe there is,
Are you still counting?
Yeah, we actually keep numbers and keep track of how many people we have, and I want to say it's over
632
4-H club members currently in the state or in the county.
Give me the number again, because I'm sorry, after all that I talked over you, my fault.
We have 632 4-H club members in just Dodge County.
Okay. And with some specificity, you mentioned the summer camps, et cetera. What kinds of things are these 4-Hers doing through AmeriCorps? And what kind of benefits do you see to these individuals for their involvement in the program?
So AmeriCorps, we're here to support them through some of their programs that do exist already and creating some new ones for youth to join in. So some youth are already showing at the Dodge County Fair, and they're with their livestock and their art projects. Some of them will attend different camps that we offered throughout the year. They'll learn some different leadership skills. They'll build their own independence. We have different topic areas that they can look into, from the arts to agriculture, to STEM and science, to leadership development and civic engagement. Really, there is always a place for any youth from anywhere to find their own personal spark or interest and build those, you know, experiences through 4-H.
If I have a child who is not in 4-H, but who happens to be listening to WBEV right now and say, oh, AmeriCorps, do I have to be a 4-Her to participate?
No, you don't. You can be anybody, and you can show up to a 4-H event. We'll always welcome with open arms. We make sure, and it's a priority and a foundation of 4-H, to involve as many youth as possible, because we know that it's more important that we put the youth first and that we give them that positive experience, no matter what their abilities are to show up to meetings or how often they can show up. We just want youth to participate in our programs. We don't care if they're enrolled or not.
Okay. Molly Dam, Wisconsin 4-H AmeriCorps coordinator here in Dodge County. Again, speaking with Molly over the phone today on our Party Line interview. When it comes to those youngsters, do you have some favorite stories of children who just blossomed? Give me a couple of vignettes, if you will, some of the success stories from your time here working in Dodge County.
So I'd say going to actually back to my first term of service, I worked with a very small group of people. There was about 8 youth. I'd never met them before. We didn't know what 4-H was in the beginning of the summer.
Okay.
And we started with going through different topic areas. I would bring them an arts and craft project 1 week and then a science project 1 week. And we were really, really trying to find what clicked with them. And we were struggling. But I remember by the last month of the summer, we found that they really enjoyed some Lego robotics, different mechanics of things. And I found some youth just almost like a spark in their eyes when they find out, you know, they can figure out what went wrong. They can figure out how to build something new. That's just like a little snapshot from last summer. But I'd say in Dodge County, back in April, I connected with the Horicon Library. And we actually started a sewing project, just one leg meeting. And it was only supposed to be about an hour and a half. And I think I was there for about 3 hours because I'd expected maybe 3 or 4 youth to show up and learn how to sew. And we ended up having 12 youth want to come in and learn a new experience. And they were, sewing can be hard. We were learning how to hand sew. And they were pushing through and trying to figure out this new skill. They were bound and determined to complete their project. And I think it was just a really beautiful thing to see, you know, a youth feel determined and passionate about something that they're making.
When you look at your job, Molly, is it getting these programs, getting the Horicon Library lined up, is it organizational, or do you spend more of your time there on the front lines, being the teacher slash mentor slash organizer? Where do you spend most of your time?
I would say right now I spend a lot of time just on the back half. We're emailing people, sending out our resources, making them known and available. And then I spend probably about maybe 30% of that actively teaching. Or looking for volunteers to teach and put together programs.
What's your favorite part?
I personally love just the face-to-face connection, especially with teaching youth new things, new skills. Really having that, like, real human connection between people in real time.
What do you think is your... What are you proudest of? What's your best accomplishment? Were you the first person to serve in your role here in Dodge County? And then what do you feel you've accomplished since you've been here? Two questions.
So I am the second round of AmeriCorps members to serve Wisconsin 4-H in Dodge County. Last summer was our very first summer with this program. But I'd say what I'm most proud of is just pushing through, meeting all of these new people in this community. I grew up not far, but not quite in the heart of Dodge County, but learning the community and the different people that you'll meet and kind of just seeing, like, the different connections and the volunteers and how tight-knit this county really is with each other.
Molly Dam with me on the phone this morning. We're talking about the AmeriCorps program, how it is implemented here in Dodge County. I need to take a brief break. Molly, if you'd like to fill up a cup of coffee, make yourself comfortable. Meanwhile, I've got these very important reminders for our listening audience. More with Molly Dam on AmeriCorps on Party Line in just 2 minutes. It's Party Line on a Saturday morning on WBEV. My guest by phone, Molly Dam, telling our listening audience about the AmeriCorps program, its various activities here in Dodge County. Molly, let's we've been speaking sort of from the overview. Let's get down to more nuts and bolts as far as things coming up here in Dodge County, specifically through your AmeriCorps program. Tell our listeners about what's in store this summer.
All right, so this summer we have, the AmeriCorps has been working hard on making a couple of different programs that are available for any youth in the community. So we have some of our teen STEM camps coming up for grades 7 through 10th, I think. Those will be hosted by my co-partner Izzy over in the Dodge County Extension Office throughout throughout July and then going into August. We also have our Wild Wacky Weekdays day camp programs for grades kindergarten through second grade, where from 9 to 2, kids will learn all kinds of different skills from doing a science project to arts and crafts to taking a hike and learning about the nature of some of our local Dodge County parks and resources. Sign up for those. You can head over to our Dodge County Extension page under 4-H and Youth, and if you click on Camps, you'll see a couple of our different items that we have coming up.
Did you indicate to me earlier, I'm my apologies, did you say that your term here in Dodge County is expiring in the not-too-distant future? Is that true? Did I catch that correct?
Yes. So I started back in January, and then my term will end on August 31st.
What are your plans? Is there a possibility this can be extended? And personally, where are you hoping to head after this may expire at the end of the summer?
So I am an active college student. So I will be heading back to Whitewater for school during the September through May. There is a chance that I might come back to 4-H, but we'll see what happens in the cards.
Okay.
But otherwise, this will hopefully be open for other people to apply and jump in and help out.
Okay. You were mentioning the summer camps. So if my child, if I'm a Dodge County resident and my child is either in 4-H or not in 4-H, I am eligible to participate in those programs you were just outlining a moment or two ago, correct?
Yep.
And if they would like to find out more, the best way that they can reach you and find out about AmeriCorps here in Dodge County?
So they can either head over to the Dodge County Extension page and go under 4-H and Youth, and we'll have a lot of different links that they can look through to find more information. Otherwise, you can call the Dodge County Extension Office directly, and we'll find the right place to put you there and connect you on the phone.
Okay. Most of my listeners are not youngsters. We've got a lot of adults out there listening. What can a citizen, an interested citizen, appreciates what you're trying to do for the young people? What can we, as the community, as individuals, as businesses, as nonprofit, what would the community be able to do to help AmeriCorps be successful here in Dodge County?
I'd say if there is a program that you want, you're looking for your community, make a call, ask for some help. We're always, looking for different ways in our community. If you want somebody to come in and teach a little bit more about an arts project, maybe to your local group or babysitting group or something like that, make a call and, ask, hey, can you get some help out with that? We are always really here to just fill in the needs of the community and try and build those resources up and make them a little more sustainable. Otherwise, if you're looking to volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers through 4-H, people with different skills and different knowledges to help teach our young people. So if you're ever interested in teaching some new skills, we're always looking for more volunteers.
So, for example, if I was an expert at sewing, I might be able to sit in for offer a program that way that students could participate in.
Yeah, absolutely. We can set up a way to make a sewing program happen.
Last question I have for you. As a former 4-H, someone in 4-H as a youth down in Columbia County, do you somehow find it kind of magical that you found your way, that 4-H has taken you to where it has taken you here in Dodge County as part of the AmeriCorps program? How do you see that arc of your life that's gotten you here?
It's absolutely very just, I always look at it and I'm just amazed on how far it's gone. I joined because my older siblings were in 4-H and I grew up on a dairy farm and that's the thing you do, but I didn't realize how many different things you learn outside of just agriculture and 4-H. 4-H, as in my youth years, sent me to over a dozen different states before I graduated high school. And now I'm looking at it in my professional life, and I'm still learning from this program. And they're still supporting me as I develop new skills, and I'm preparing for my adult life and my future.